Community builder Pat Tate is team leader with the Arne Prior Food Bank, and her other volunteering activities aren't too far afield.
Tell us a bit about your background and how you came to be doing the valuable task that you are here in Arne Prior.
I was born and grew up in Ottawa. When I was a young adult, I traveled a lot in Canada, and then when I finally settled outside of Arne Prior, which was about 35 years ago, my husband was part owner of Didac Manufacturing, so we began to get to know Arne Prior quite well. And about 8 years ago, the food bank contacted me because I had a long history of volunteer work through the city of Ottawa and through the local councillor. So I went up there to volunteer at the food bank and took a couple of volunteer courses that the food bank directed me to, and I've been there ever since.
What's your motivation for giving back?
Oh my goodness. Well, it's a motivation that my mother gave me. She was always giving back. She was a teacher, and I learned from a young age that that's what you do. Besides the food bank, but outside of Arne Prior, I am involved with the Quill Ferry on a volunteer aspect and with the Riverkeeper, the Ottawa Riverkeeper, which includes the Arne Prior area. I've done volunteer work outside of my professional work since I can remember.
Why do you think community is so important?
Well, it's the bigger family. We all look out for each other, and it takes a village to bring up a child, so I'm part of that village, I guess. That's pretty easy.
And do you have any advice for anybody who would like to get involved but doesn't know where to start?
Well, I've been there. I know that feeling. I think just a matter of getting out there, putting yourself out, and calling those groups that you have been involved with in the past, and that is, you know, a matter of being able to find them. But so many communities now have lists of groups that are in the community, so it's just a matter of knowing what you want to do and getting out there and seeing if somebody wants your service.
Tell me, Pat, what steps you're undertaking logistically.
I'd be horrified if clients were afraid to come out to the food bank because of the pandemic. We don't have the capability to deliver, we being the food bank, because we don't have the insurance to cover our volunteers. But if we organize it through church groups, then the churches have the ability to umbrella the volunteers. So we now have two churches that have stepped forward to indicate that they have some volunteers that would be willing to do our delivery.
Pat Tate, part of the team at the Arne Prior Food Bank, and another Oldies 107.7 community builder.